Thanks, Anya. Mortgage repayments for first-time buyers were €110 higher a month in the first half of this year than they were 2 years before. That's according to the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. For movers, repayments were €150 higher, and that came on the back of rapidly rising house prices in the period. So the data shows that some sought to limit the increase by borrowing less than they could have. Brian Hayes is CEO of Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. He joins me on the line now. This data comes before the ECB interest rate rises start pushing up repayments as well, and we've seen the latest example of that with permanent TSB raising rates this morning. Are we just seeing the start of significantly higher mortgage costs for customers?
Well, good morning, Adam. I mean, I think we've seen that in the last number of years, even before the ECB rate rise came to the fore. What we're looking at here in terms of H1, in other words, January to June of this year, and you look at that period of time, it's a function of the increasing house price inflation. The CSO figures this week highlight that year-to-year inflation of over 10%. So as housing gets more expensive, people need to take more lending positions out, and that's just reflected in the figures that we're producing today.
You found as well that many are already borrowing below their central bank limits because of these rising costs. Do you think the changes coming in January then won't have as much of an impact if people are already borrowing below their maximum?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, there's significant change going on right now. As you highlight, from January, we're going to get changes in terms of the macroprudential rules. But also we're seeing the inflationary impact of all of this in the sense that people have lower disposable income now. And of course, we'll have to wait and see the impact from Q2 and Q3 and Q4 of this year in terms of the general interest rate environment. But I think there are ways that people can reduce their monthly repayments. Some of that is around looking at longer loan term payments. About 25% of the total number of loans for first-time buyers are up to 35 years. Also, the issue of larger deposits could help people in terms of reducing the overall payments. And there are very good schemes out there at the moment. The Help to Buy scheme, the First Home scheme, helps first-time buyers. And I think the other point has to be made, like, 40% of first-time buyers do take out homes that have a very significant BER rating. And on occasion, that actually attracts a lower interest rate because they have a green mortgage. So there are things that first-time buyers can do to help them mitigate some of the rising costs.
Drawdowns were still up in the period in the first half of the year, but do you expect that to fall next year as buyers get priced out because of all these rising costs that you mentioned?
I don't really know. If you look at drawdowns, they're up, as you say, about 17% year on year. That's because there is a very significant demand for housing in Ireland. The economy is still strong. The household age formation is strong. The demographics are there. There's a very significant demand, as I said. You know, Irish banks will produce more loans if we had more houses that are there. And there's some good evidence that we're beginning to see quite an uptick in completions and new houses coming to the market. But we have to keep getting there. And ultimately, that's around supply, getting to 30,000 every year for a number of years to deal with that significant demand. So, you know, there's a pent-up demand there for new homes, and I think banks will continue and non-banks will continue to do their job in producing more mortgages if we got more homes. So I think that's very, very significant as we go forward. For first-time buyers, if there's some dulling in house price inflation, that's no bad thing, in the sense that they can enter the market at the same price of house. And I think there's a huge demand across the first-time buyer market.
Brian Hayes, CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. Thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.